The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated anonymously Refuah Shelema of Meir Ben Esther. En narefana lo, en narefana lo, en narefana lo betoch she'ar chole amu Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Masechet Betzah has been dedicated as well Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. We bless our anonymous sponsor that Be'ezat Hashem he should be blessed with Arichut Yamim, health, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, and Be'ezat Hashem should be Zocher in the near future to raise a family and continue all his good work for the community. Amen. Daf Yud Bet. Today's daf is being studied by Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Aleph Amud Bet, and we will start 7 lines from the bottom. We learned in our Mishnah regarding the Tirisin. We had a Mahloket Bet Shammai Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai said, "En Misalikin et Tirisin biyom tov." You're not allowed to take down the shutters from the storefronts on Yom Tov, whereas Bet Hillel was matir not only to take it down, but even to put them back. Afla Azir. So he explained that even though there's an Isud Rabbanan over here, but Bet Hillel doesn't hold the Binyan Bekelim, but still there's an Isud Rabbanan, and therefore, Lechaura, taking it down, putting it back should be Asur, but because of Simchat Yom Tov, they allowed not only to take it down, but to put it back. Because if they didn't let you take it put it back, you wouldn't take it down in the first place. We last said this was one of the cases of Hitiru Sofan, Mishum, Tehillatan. So that was the Mishnah. The Gemara now is going to bring a different view that argues on the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Matnitin de lo ki hai Tana. Our Mishnah is not following the following Tana. The Tanya of Ebraita. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Modim bet Shemai bet Hillel, שמסלקין את הריסין ביום טוב לא נחלקו אלא להעזיר שבית שמאי אומרים אין מחזירין ובית הלל אומרים אף מחזירין. So according to this Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he says no, to take down the shutters, everybody agrees. So right away that's against our Mishnah. Even Bet Shemai tells you can take down the shutters. So what's the Mahloket? The Mahloket is can you put them back or not? And now the Gemara defines the Mahloket a little clearer. Bet Medevarim Amurim, what are we saying that there's a mahloket? B'shiyesh lahem sir. When there is a sir. Sir literally means a hinge. In this case over here, it refers to that the shutters, let's say, would have like a little protrusion, a peg, coming out, let's say, of this one of the sides, and you would insert it into a hole. It would be like a hole in the area where you're inserting the shutter. And you just like click it in, so it's a little firm. Right, that's like a socket, exactly. So therefore, the Gemara says, when do we have a machloket? If it's permissible, bet you might bet to put it back or not. That's only if it has a seer. Aval en lahem seer, devrei kol mutar. But if you're talking about where there's no seer, where there's no sockets, where it's just a plain plank, and you just want to, you know, click it in and click it out, then he wants to say, everybody will say it's mutar. He goes, what are you talking about? How can you say that? Va'tanya b'med devarim amurim b'she'en lahem seer. We have another bright that says, on the contrary, the whole mahloket is when there's no seer, when there's no socket. Aval yesh lahem seer, devrei kol asur. But if there is a seer, everybody's going to say asur. So we have a stira over here in the bright thought, how to learn. So the Gemara says, Abaye squares it off us. B'sheyesh lahem seer min hatzad, devrei kol asur. It depends. If there's a seer, sockets, on both sides of the plank, which means you stick it in, you know, on top, and then you stick it in on the bottom, and you stick it in on top, two pegs, so it's firm, then everybody says it's a seer, even to take it down, certainly to put it back. And if there's no sockets at all, everybody's going to say, mutar. So what's the machloket? Ki peligi b'sheyesh lehem seer be'emsa. The machloket is if you have one socket in the middle, which means you don't have it on the two sides. If you have it on the two sides of the plank, right, where you're fitting it in on top and the bottom, asur. Everybody else asur. That's really domain le binyan. which you're putting it in the sockets. If you have no sockets where you have no pegs coming out, everybody wants to say mutar. You're just putting it out, no problem. Where's the machloket? Where you have one peg coming out of the side, actually the emsa, the middle of the board. What's the problem? Mor savar gazrinan sir be emsa atusir minatzad. Mor savar lo gazrinan. The machloket is like this. Bet Shammai says that I say it's asur. Why? Because if I let you do sir be emsa, you might come to do sir minatzad. We have two sockets on the side, and that's going to be asur. So it makes a gezerah. But Tosfos says I don't make a gezerah. One sir. There's no difference between one seed in the middle and no seed. Therefore, it's going to be mutar. So that's the machloket. That's the rabbi. Now we have to go back and learn the braitot. We have to once we know these three cases. Can you have seed on top and bottom? Everybody says asur. No seed at all. Everybody wants to say mutar. Seed by emsa in the middle, just one. Then we have a machloket. What's the machloket? But Shemai makes a gezerah. Seed by emsa atu seed by sad. And the Betaleah does not make a gezerah. Now we go back to the Braita. Let's go back to the first Braita. The first Braita said, so you have to say that when it says Yesh Lahem Sir in the first Braita, that means have a Sir Be'emsa. That's when there's a Machloket. Aval, in Lahem Sir, meaning at all, the Vrei Akol, Utar. That's the way I understand that Braita. Now read the next Braita. When do we have a machloket? When there doesn't have a seer, meaning two seers on both sides. Aval yesh lahem seer, but if it has two seers on both sides, the vrei kol asur. So that's the way you square off the right over there, not contradicting each other. And now we go to the next Mishnah. Matnitin. Bet Shammai omrim en motziin lo et hakatan velo et halula velo et sefer Torah lerushut harabim. Ubet elel matirin. Now we discuss the subject of carrying on Yom Tov. So Bet Shammai holds that you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov in the Rishut HaRabim, not a child, katan, not a lulav, even, for a mitzvah, velo et sefer Torah, even a sefer Torah. Why? Because Bet Shammai says the Torah only allowed carrying for the purposes of eating. Because we know on Yom Tov, all milachot are asurot, just like on Shabbat. But the Torah makes a special dispensation for ochel nefesh. Ach asher yacher lechol nefesh. So therefore, if the carrying is, let's say, for food stuff, where you have to carry the food from place to place, mutar. But everything else, according to Bet Shammai, that's a non-food item, it's going to be considered asumin Torah to carry. And the hadush is, even if it's a mitzvah, that's why he chose, let's say, a lulav, right, or a sefer Torah, it doesn't matter. Kol shekin, things are not for a mitzvah, are going to be asumin Torah according to Bet Shammai. So again, Bet Shammai holds carrying is asur min Torah on Yom Tov, unless it is for ochel. Good. Ubetelel matirin. Betelel want to say utar. Now we have to understand what's the logic of betelel. Why does he say utar? Obviously he's allowing it more than food stuff. The Gemara will explain. Tane Tana kamed Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. There's a Tana said the following braita in front of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Hashochet olat nedava biyom tov loke. Guy goes to the Beit HaMikdash on Yom Tov and he slaughters olat nedava. What is olat nedava? Well, there's olat chova and olat nedava. Olat chova would be a mandatory olah. For example, you have to bring a certain olah on the holiday, like olat re'iyah. Every holiday, when you went to the Beit HaMikdash, you'd bring a special korban. That's mandatory. We're not talking about that. We're talking about olat nedava. A guy made a vow, let's say, during the year, I'm going to bring an olah to the Beit HaMikdash. Who told you to bring it on Yom Tov? Go bring it during the year. So again, the olat nedava, who told you to bring it on Yom Tov? Bring it before Yom Tov. Bring it after Yom Tov. So therefore, you did a melacha by bringing it. What melacha did you do? Shechita. Shechita is one of the melachot. And what does it say by Yom Tov? Lo ta'ase kol melacha. So therefore it says, look, you did such a thing, you would get malkut. That was the braita. So Amar Leh, so when Rabbi Yitzchak heard this braita, he says, De Amar Lecha Mani. Who's the author of this braita? Bet Shammai? Is it Bet Shammai? De Amre Lo Amrinan Mitoch Shutara Hotza Letzorech Hutara Nami Shelo Letzorech. Which means, we're going to say like this. What's the logic of Bet Shammai? Why is he Osir carrying on Yom Tov? Because he does not subscribe to the opinion of Mitoch. What does Mitoch mean? There's a rationale to say, once already the Torah allowed carrying Letzorech, meaning Letzorech Achila, so already Hutara Nami Shelo Letzorech. Already all forms of carrying up a missile, which means the in, to get in the door, is carrying for food purposes. Once already they allowed it for food purposes, mitoch shutra letzorech,
utra shelo letzorech.
Well, obviously, Beit Shammai doesn't hold like that. He doesn't say mitoch shutra letzorech utra shelo letzorech, and therefore we'll say similarly. He holds the same thing by shechita. Normally, shechita on Yom Tov is mutar. Let's say if you want to eat. So therefore, from the fact that it says in this braita that if you shochet an olat nedava that you could have done before or after, if you do it on Yom Tov, you're going to be hayam malkut. Must be like Beit Shammai, because he'll say the same logic. We don't say mitoch shutra shechita letzorech hutra shelo letzorech. We're going to say that just like by hotza'ah, he doesn't say mitoch, so too by the other melachot as well. Because is there a way you can do shechita on Yom Tov permissible? Of course, you want to eat. Also, maybe you can say, well, once a way you can do shechita for the purpose, maybe you can do shechita shelo letzorech. Well, obviously this braita is going like Beit Shammai. Why di'i betelel ha amar mitoch shutra hutra hotza'ah letzorech? הותרה נמה שלא לצורך. הכה נמה, מתוך שוטרה שחיתה לצורך, הותרה נמה שלא לצורך. But it cannot be going like Betelel. Because just like Betelel's matir, הוצאה שלא לצורך, so too matir שחיתה שלא לצורך. So that's the Gemara. Brighta was brought. The Gemara once said, the Brighta must be going like Beit Shammai. Right? Because just like Beit Shammai doesn't say מתוך by הוצאה, he's not going to say מתוך by שחיתה. Then let's get the metoch sevara again clear. The Torah was matir hotza'ah by food stuff. By achila mutar. So the question is, do you extend that? Beit Shammai obviously doesn't. Because he says you cannot even carry a katan, a lulav, a separate Torah. So he just says, no, what the Torah says is permissible, and it ends there. Also, same thing he'll say by shechita. Torah allows you to do shechita for eating purposes. But it ends there. And therefore, if you go, shochet olat nedava biyom tov, yehayab malkut. Whereas Betelel will tell you, nah, we do the mitoch sevara. Just like hotza'ah letzorech is mutar, hotza'ah shelo letzorech is mutar. And I'll say, just like shechita letzorech is mutar, shechita shelo letzorech is mutar. So the braita must be going like Beit Shammai. Matkif la Rabba. So Rabba asks a question. Mimai de Beit Shammai Betelel behai peligi. Who told you that Beit Shammai Betelel's argument is in, do you say mitoch? Dilma be'eruv ve'hotza'ah le'shabbat. Maybe the machloket is there the law of carrying bichlal, does it apply to Yom Tov? Jeez, forget about food stuff. The argument here was the law of carrying said at all by Yom Tov? Which means, more sabar eruv hotza'ah le'shabbat ve'eruv hotza'ah le'yom tov. Beit Shammai is going to say, just like there's a law of eruv and carrying, what does eruv mean? Once there's a law of carrying on Shabbat, for example, you're not allowed to carry from the Shuti Yachid to the Shuti Rabim. Everybody agrees that's a Surah on Shabbat. As a result, another law came about. That's the law of Eruv Chaserot. Let's review the law of Eruv Chaserot. A person cannot carry from his house into the shared courtyard unless he makes the Eruv before Shabbat. Why? Because the rabbi said the Chaser looks like the Shuti Rabim, since it's a shared property. So therefore, the law of Eruv is really hinged on Hotza'ah. If there's Hotza'ah, then there's going to be the law of Eruv. Right? If it's forbidden to go from the Shuti Ahai to the Shuti Rabim, then the law of Eruv is going to be, you can't go from the house even to the Hatzer. So everybody agrees, Yesh Eruv Vehotza'ah LeShabbat. That is no argument. The question is there Eruv Vehotza'ah on Yom Tov? So we're going to say, Beit Shammai says, yeah, just like carrying is asur on Shabbat, carrying is also asur on Yom Tov. And therefore, you can't carry anything. What about ochel nefesh? The Torah made a special dispensation for ochel nefesh, for food stuff. But besides that, asur. And you know I'll say Betelel holds? Not mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra shelo letzorech. I'll say Betelel holds, the law of carrying was never said by Yom Tov. Which means, there's no halakha, no carrying. It's not a melakha bichlal. And the Gemara proves it. Umor savar eruv hotza'ah le'shabbat. Yes, Betelel will say, there is Eruv, meaning you need Eruv HaSerot, because of the law of Hotza'ah, right? They're dependent on each other, B'Shabbat. Ve'en Eruv Hotza'ah Le'yom Tov. And what's the proof? Kedichtiv, Ve'lo Totziu Masa Mebatechem B'Yom HaShabbat. The Prophet says, do not carry a load on Shabbat. So the Gemara says, B'Shabbat In, B'Yom Tov, Lo. So you see what? When Yirmiyah came along and forbade carrying, he only was osir Shabbat. Well, he should have said, "Ve'lo totziu masa mebatechem b'Shabbat v'yom tov." Right. Why do you say only Shabbat? Yeah, because must be the Isur of carrying is only on Shabbat. Now we know carrying is Asur on Shabbat. Rashi quotes the Gemara on Shabbat from the Pasuk, Vayaviru kol b'mahane. Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were building the Mishkan, made a call and said, stop bringing any more money or any more vessels. Which means do not carry them from your tents to the Mishkan, from the Shut Yahid to the Shut Rabim and vice versa. The Gemara Shabbat asked the question, why does the Torah have to specifically mention Hotza'ah? There's 39 milachot that are Asur. So the Tosafot over there explained, because Hotza'ah is a milacha giru'ah. Because people don't realize that Hotza'ah is forbidden. Because you're really not creating anything. All the other milachot, you're creating something. Here, what am I doing? I'm just moving the item from here to there. I didn't make any change in the actual chafetz. So the Torah has to go out of its way on Shabbat, but a pasuk in the Torah to tell me that carrying is asur. However, Beit Hillel says that's on Shabbat. But on Yom Tov, there's no law of carrying. And therefore, when Beit Hillel says you can carry a katan, a sefer Torah, the chaurah at this point, according to Beit Hillel, should be, you carry anything. Because the carrying law doesn't apply. And Beit Shammai will say, it does. Which means like this. Back to the other braita by Shohet Olat Nedava. When it says Shohet Olat Nedava, Yahayab Malkut, I can say it's even going like Beit Hillel. Because Shechita applies to Yom Tov. And there's no subject of Mitoch Shutra Shechita Letzorech, Hutra Shelo Letzorech. Ela Shechita is Asur, Shelo Letzorech, it's going to be Asur. And Beit Hillel doesn't hold that the Sefer of Mitoch. That's what's the reason why he's Matir Hotza'ah. Because in Hotza'ah be Yom Tov. That's the reason. The Baraita can even be going like Beit Hillel. That's the Gemara's rejection of the original thought. Original thought was, the Baraita must be going like Beit Shammai. Who says? This is not a mitoch subject. Even Beit Hillel doesn't hold a mitoch. And therefore, the Baraita be going like him. Therefore, Shechita, Shelo Letzorech is Asur, he got Malkut. And the Hotza'ah is Mutar because it was not in Hotza'ah Yom Tov. But Kifla Rav Yosef. Oh, Rav Yosef asked a question. Ela me'ata leflegu ba'abanim. If that's the case, we know that Beit Hillel holds there is a concept of mukseh on Yom Tov. For example, Beit Hillel agrees you cannot move rocks on Yom Tov. Rocks on mukseh. Now, what's the ultimate reason why the Hakamim put a gezerah on mukseh? The ultimate reason, as she tells us, is it was a fence to protect the people from coming to carry. Which means once they limited what I can move, so now already I won't come to carry. Now everybody holds there's a law of mukseh on Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that Beit Hillel doesn't subscribe to Hotza'ah on Yom Tov, so there shouldn't be mukseh on Yom Tov also, which means he should allow even to move stones on Yom Tov. And we know that that's not so. Ela midelo miflege ba'abanim, from the fact that we don't see there's an argument by abanim, by stones. Meaning, even Beit Hillel agrees that stones are asur. Shma mina behotza'ah shelo letzorech pelige. You're going to have to say that really Beit Hillel holds there is Hotza'ah on Yom Tov. And that's why there's the laws of Mukseh. So then what's the Mahloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel? The Mahloket we're going to have to go back and say is, do you say Mitoch or don't you say Mitoch? Which means like this, from the Torah according to Beit Hillel, Hotza'ah is permissible for the sake of eating. That is clear. And from the Torah, not only food stuff, we're going to say mitoch shutra letzorech achila, hutra nemesh shelo letzorech achila. Meaning, Beit Hillel's deoraita, you can carry anything on Yom Tov, anything. However, the rabbis came along and said, items that are not necessary and are just an exertion, for example, like stones, which is no purpose, b'chla, what do we have to move a stone for? Beit Hillel will agree. The rabbis came along and said, asur. However, by a katan, a sefer Torah, or a lulav, we have a purpose, Beit Hillel will say it is going to be mutar. So again, let's get this shita Beit Hillel clear now. Min haTorah letzorech shelo letzorech mutar. Mutar. Why? Mitoch. Just like the Torah allows it for achila, it allows it for everything. And there is etim haTorah to carry anything. But what, the rabbis came along and said, well, we're not to carry anything? It's not the Kavod Yom Tov. That guy's going to be carrying rocks now. Got to have some sort of purpose. So therefore what? Beit Hillel comes and says rocks and stuff like that. Put them in the Mukseh category. You can't even move them. However, items that have a purpose, Beit Hillel will tell you, no problem. But really, Beit Hillel holds of the Sivara of Mitoch. Min haTorah, it's Mutah, but you have to have a Tzorech Ksat. You have to have some some tzorech, on a rock and things like that have no purpose, bichlal, so the Navy's going to say it'll be asur. Now that being said, we got to go back to the pasuk in Yirmiyah, because bottom line comes out, there is no hotza'ah on Yom Tov. There's only hotza'ah on Shabbat. Okay, good. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, oh, actually, let's go back to Bet Shammai for a second. According to Bet Shammai, Bet Shammai says, no, hotza'ah really is asur on Yom Tov, and the only hotza'ah that is permissible is for Ochel Nefesh. But only Ochel Nefesh. Anything that's not Ochel Nefesh, Bet Shammai is going to say is asur. So according to Bet Shammai, how is he going to learn the Pasuk in Yirmiyah? Why did Yirmiyah, the prophet, come along and say, don't carry on Shabbat? He should have said, don't carry on Shabbat on Yom Tov. Because the old disc is carrying on Yom Tov. So you have to say that Yirmiyah was living at a time where the people were transgressing, carrying Ben B'Shabbat, Ben B'Yom Tov. So the prophet wanted to impress upon them, listen to the Botai, at least on Shabbat, which is more Hamur, don't carry. Which means really Shabbat is Asur and Yom Tov, but the prophet's not going to come and say, don't carry at all. Start on Shabbat at least. And therefore that's the way he'll learn. The Shabbat's not coming to exclude Yom Tov. It's coming to say Shabbat and do Adin Yom Tov, but he picked the Shabbat because that is the more Hamur. That's the way that she says, that she says, V'yirmiyah ayam maziran al Shabbatot shen hamurin v'halva yishmi'u. Halva yishmi'u, listen to by Shabbat. But I say, Shema minna be'otza'a shlo le'tzorech pelig. So basically that is the ultimate answer of the Gemara. So when you learn this Mishnah, Machloket Bet Shammai Bet Hillel, on carrying on Yom Tov, you have to learn the Machloket as follows. Bet Shammai says, Hutra Letzorech. The Torah is only Batir Hotza'ah for food. Meaning I want to transport my animal so I can go do Shechita on it, I can carry it to Shuk Rabim, no problem. Because everybody. But Bet Shammai says it ends there. To the extent, Lulav, I want to carry my Lulav. No. Mitzvah, doesn't matter. So the Torah, Katan. Bet Hillel says, no. When the Torah, Hutra letzorech achila, hutra shlo letzorech achila. Came the rabbis and they said, listen, even though you're right, you can carry anything, we're not going to let you carry anything. For example, things that have no purpose, bichlal, like stones and rocks, whatever it is, that's already tercha, you have to get involved in these things. Therefore, asur. However, things that have a purpose, according to Bet Hillel, in a kaname will be mutar. Because it's not only lulav and katan, but then we'll even say, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah purpose necessarily. Even a non-mitzvah purpose, but you have a tzorek for it, it'll be mutar. Now the Gemara says, Ve'af Rabbi Yohanan Savar, B'metok Shutra Otsa Letzorek Utra Nameh Shlo Letzorek Pedige. And we're going to quote another shita. Rabbi Yohanan also clearly learned the machloket, like we're learning now, that the machloket is in mitoch. Meaning, once I allow I allow it also. Where do we see that? Rabbi Yohanan subscribes to the Sevara of Mitoch. They brought a Tanaic statement in front of Rabbi Yohanan. Now, a guy, he cooked on Yom Tov, Gidanashe is the vein that is Asur to eat from the Torah. Well, he cooked it on Yom Tov, and he actually cooked that piece of meat with milk, and he did it on Yom Tov, and then he ate it. So how many transgressions did this guy commit? So the Gemara says, Loke Hamesh. He gets 5 Malkuyot for 5 different Lavim. Let's count them. Loke Mishu Mivashel Gid. The first Yisud is cooking the Gid. Now what's the Yisud? The Torah doesn't say it's a Yisud to cook a Gid. You're right. But on Yom Tov, we only allow to cook things that you can eat. Which means you can't just cook arbitrarily on Yom Tov. Cooking really is asur on Yom Tov. It's one of the melachot, like it's asur on Shabbat. But what? For eating purpose, mutad. Now, since you can't eat the gid, so this cooking over here is considered a melacha. So you're going to get one malkut, one set of malkut for the bishul of the gid. Veloke mishum ochel gid. Well, then he ate it. With another yisur in the Torah, that you can't eat the gid and asher. So you get another set of malkut for the eating. Veloke mishum mebashel basar behalav. You get a third isur of cooking milk and meat. Now, cooking milk and meat is asur even during the week. Torah says, Lo tevashel gidi b'harev imo, 3 times, and we learn it from the repetition that not only is it asur to eat milk and meat, but it's asur also to cook it, which means if a guy went and cooked milk and meat, then he threw it away in the garbage. Doesn't matter. He did isur from the Torah. So therefore, the guy cooked milk and meat. So that's another one. Veloke mishum ochel basar b'halav. Well, then he ate it. So therefore, he gets another isur of eating. When it says Lo tevashel, we also mean it. Doesn't mean, it means don't eat. What's the fifth one? Veloke mishum Havara. The bottom line, you also made a fire, right? To cook, you got to make a fire. It's two separate esunim over there. And you made a fire, shelo letzorech. Right? You made the fire for the kidan hashen, for the basar v'halav. So those are the five esunim that you're going to get. That's the braita's list. Now this braita was set in front of Rabbi Yohanan. So when Rabbi Yohanan heard this braita, amar le puch tane lebara. Go take this braita and take it out. Take it out. So which means this braita is mishubeshit. The braita is not accurate. There's mistakes in this braita. What are you saying over here? Havara uvishul ena mishnah. When you say over here that yahayav mishum havara, which means making a fire, and yahayav mishum mevashel ena mishnah, it's not, that's not the text. Which means we never heard those two. Those two are not in the count. Which means when this statement was quoted in the Beit HaMidrash, it didn't have Havara, and it did not have Bishul. So therefore, out. So he comes along and says, and what's the logic? Because already, once the, Rabbi Yohanan's opinion, once the Torah allows you Bishul Litzorech, so Bishul is going to be permissible, Shelo Litzorech. So you see that Rabbi Yohanan subscribes to the opinion of Mitoch. That's what he was telling us. What are you talking about, Bishul? I agree. This item that you cooked is not edible. But so what? We have a rule. Mitoch shutra bishul letzorech yom tov, hutra bishul shalom letzorech yom tov. And therefore, according to the Shi over here, even there's no surich mechlal over here. This is gida nasheh. You can't eat it mechlal. It's basar b'chal. It doesn't matter. Once you have mitoch, you can even say it's mutar legamre. So therefore, Rabbi Yohanan says, take this braita out. You're adding two isurim that are not, you know, shouldn't be on the list. Now, v'imtum silamar mishnah, but if you do want to say that it's accurate, this braita, b'chamayi. It's only going to follow the opinion of b'chamayi de'amar, lo amrina mitoch shutra utza'a letzorech, utra nameh shelo letzorech. Hachan ameh, lo amrina mitoch shutra hava'ara letzorech, hava'ara nameh shelo letzorech. Di'i betelel, kevan da'amni mitoch shutra utza'a letzorech, utra nameh shelo letzorech, hachan ameh mitoch shutra hava'ara letzorech, utra nameh shelo letzorech. Which the Gemara says that if you want to say the braita is accurate, it can only be going like Bet Shammai. Because Bet Shammai says you don't say mitoch. You don't say just like hotza'ah is mutar letzorech achilat, mutar shelo letzorech. Good. So just like you don't say mitoch by hotza'ah, we're not going to say mitoch by bishul. And therefore, bishul is only going to be permissible letzorech achilah. And since this guy cooked a gid and a sheh or a basar b'halav, it's not letzorech yom tov. Therefore, Bet Shammai will say you get two extra malkuyot for the bishul and the havara. But according to Bet Hillel, just like he says, mitoch shutra hotza'ah letzorech, hotra nameh shelo letzorech, I said it's something about bishul. Mitoch shutra bishul letzorech, hotra nameh shelo letzorech. So basically, you see that Yohanan also learned the machlok at Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel, do you say mitoch or not? So the Gemara proves it from this bright. Let's just review again very quickly. They brought a bright in front of Rabbi Yohanan, right? They tell Rabbi Yohanan, oh, we have a bright day. It says if a guy cooks gida nasheh with basar b'chalav on Yom Tov and then he eats it, five malkuyot. And they list the five malkuyot. Cooking the gida nasheh, that's no purpose because you can't eat it. Eating the gida nasheh, that's isur naturah as well. Cooking the basar b'chalav, eating the basar b'chalav, and stop making a fire. Shalom letzorech. So Rabbi Yohanan said, what are you talking about? This braita out. It's not accurate. It's a shibush. Why is it a shibush? What are you putting havara and bishul? I agree. There's no purpose for this. But we hold that just like bishul is mutar letzorech, it's mutar also shelo letzorech. Therefore, you're not going to get a malkut on bishul. And again, some of these shunim are learning from me from the way that she's mashma. You don't even need a tzorech at all, which means if this is a cooking that's purposeless mechlal. Tosfot knows a little differently. Tosfot wants to say there is a tzorech, because since his intent was to eat it on Yom Tov, even though it's asur, but when he cooked it, was his intention?
Eat it.
That's already, that makes it like a tzorech sat. You know what I mean? It's not just like you did it for another, but it's not really a tzorech, but it makes it a tzorech enough that it has some purpose. Right, matid havara, meaning it's shelo letzorech, but it's not considered shelo letzorech at all. In any event, the point is, Rabbi Yohanan comes along and says, and if you want to say the braita is accurate, it's only going to be accurate according to Bet Shammai. Because just like Bet Shammai says, mitoch shuta hotza'a letzorech, we don't say mitoch shuta hotza'a letzorech, hotra shelo letzorech. We're going to say the same thing by bishul. That what? Even though it's mutar letzorech, it's not going to be mutar shelo letzorech. But Bet Hillel, it's going to be mutar. So therefore you see Rabbi Yohanan also learned the machlokes between Bet Hillel in the sevara of mitoch. Comes the next Mishnah. Bet Shammai Omrim. Bet Shammai says, "In molichin challah ומתנות לכהן ביום טוב. Okay, we know, we learned earlier that the Hakamim allowed one to take challah from his dough on Yom Tov. Why? Once already they allowed you to make dough on Yom Tov, right? You could bake bread on Yom Tov, you could even start from the dough. Yeah. And therefore, once already they allowed you to make the dough on Yom Tov, they allowed you to take the challah. That's clearly according to everybody. As opposed to terumah. Terumah, meaning you have wheat, right? You want to eat the wheat, so you have to take out 2% and give it to the kohen. Terumah on Yom Tov, Hakamim said, is asur, because it's domeh l'metaken. And you should have done it before Yom Tov. Okay, so there's a difference between terumah and challah. Now there's another item called matanot. What is matanot in this reference to this Mishnah? A person has an animal. The Torah gives certain portions of the animal to the Kohen. Right? The lehayayim, the zerowa, which means certain pieces of meat. Automatically, when you slaughter an animal, belong to the Kohen. It's one of the 24 matanot that the Torah gives as a benefit to the Kohen. It is permissible to separate those pieces and put them on the side on Yom Tov. The reason why the rabbis allowed that is they're worried that if we don't let you do it, you might come to eat it by mistake. So therefore, separate, put the pieces of meat on the side. Our discussion in the Mishnah is, can you deliver it to the Kohen on Yom Tov? The challah belongs to him. So now I separated the challah. Mutar the gam, according to everybody. Now I want to know, can I take this challah, walk to the Kohen's house and say, Mr. Kohen, here's your challah, or take his pieces of meat from the shechita that I was allowed to do on Yom Tov, and give it to him. So now we start the Mishnah. Bet Shammai omrim, en molichin challah umatanot lekohen biyom tov. Bet Shammai says, asur. Now, what's the case? So the Mishnah says, ben shehurmu me'emesh, ben shehurmu me'ayom. I don't care when you separated it. Whether you separated it the day before Yom Tov, or whether you separated it on Yom Tov, which incidentally is mutar as well to separate. Right? Still, doesn't make a difference. Going to Bet Shammai, it's going to be asud. Never you can deliver any form of challah or matanot on Yom Tov. Whether it's today's, or whether it came from yesterday. Bet Shammai says no. But I mean, just like you could separate it, you could also deliver it. What's the logic of Bet Shammai? So Amar Lahem Bet Shammai. Bet Shammai says like this: Gezerah Shava. I'm going to make a comparison. This is not a Gezerah Shava like the regular Gezerah Shava that we learn. We have a word, you know, in two places, and we make a Gezerah Shava. He's trying to say, I'm going to compare concepts. That's what he means over here, Gezerah Shava. Let me compare concepts to you. What's the concepts? Hala umatanot matanah lekohen. Hala, that's the dough, and matanot, that's the meat. They fall into the category of what? Matanot lekohen. They're one of the 24 matanot that the kohen gets. Utruma matanah lekohen. Truma gedola, the 2% of the wheat. That also falls into the same category of matanot lekohen. It's also one of the 24. Oh, keshem she'en molichin et teruma. So I'll tell you, just like the rabbi said, you can't deliver the terumah on Yom Tov. So I'll tell you also, you can't deliver these matanot. I'm going to put all matanot that Shammai says in the same category. What's the difference? Could you deliver terumah to the Kohen on Yom Tov?
No.
Everybody says you can't. So therefore he says like this, just like terumah, which is a matana, and you can't deliver it, so too, these items here, hala and matanot of basar, you won't be able to deliver it. That's Bet Shammai's logic. He makes a gezerah shavah, he compares concepts. Mm-hmm. Comes Bet Hillel and says, what kind of comparison is that? Amru lahem Bet Hillel, lo. Not a fair analogy. Im amartem betrumah she'eno zakai baharamata. Why is terumah asur to deliver the Kohen? Because it's asur to take it. So therefore, I'm going to say, terumah, you can't deliver it.
Because you can't take it.
Because you're not allowed to separate it. And therefore, whether it's from Yom Tov itself, or whether it's from the day before. Even though you separated the terumah the day before. I'm not going to let you deliver it on Yom Tov. Because if I let you deliver it on Yom Tov, you might come to take it. That's why I'm going to say it on terumah. Tomru b'matanot shezakai b'aramatal. Are you going to say it by halal and matanot? It's permissible for me to separate it. So therefore, why should I make a gezerah? Therefore, just like I can separate it, I'll be able to deliver it. Therefore, your analogy is not correct. Therefore, Bet Hillel's mashma, whether you separated it yesterday, whether you separated it today, what's the difference? Since I can separate it even on Yom Tov, even yesterday's stuff, deliver it, because I could have done it today, therefore you don't have a problem. That's the mahaloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Now, for the rest of the Gemara is going to try to analyze some details of the case to see exactly which opinion our Mishnah is going like. And the Gemara says, Kasal Kadatach, at this point the Gemara is assuming, Shehurmu Mehayom, Vishinishhatu Mehayom, Vishehurmu Me'emish, Vishinishhatu Me'emish. Now, our Mishnah said, whether you took the matanot today, or whether you took the matanot yesterday. Well, our Mishnah really didn't discuss when did you slaughter the animal. So at this point, the Gemara is assuming, you know what? When we say whether you separated it today on Yom Tov, it means you slaughtered it today, the animal, and then you separated, or you slaughtered the animal from before Yom Tov, and you separated, which is we're putting hurmu, meaning separated it, and shehita together. So when the Mishnah says, Bein shehurmu me'emesh, means hurmu v'nishchetu me'emesh, Bein shehurmu v'nishchetu hayom. That's the Gemara setup, that it's talking about where you did the shehita as well, either on Yom Tov or the shehita on Erev Yom Tov. And Bet Shammai is going to say, in both cases, Asur. And Bet Hillel will tell you, Mutar. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, if that's the case, Mane Matnitin. We have to find who's the Tana of our Mishnah. Well, there's three rabbis that have opinions on this case. And from the three opinions, the Gemara says, Lo Rabbi Yose, Velo Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Achirim. Out of the three opinions that talk about this case, our Mishnah can only be found the opinion of Achirim. Now we have to learn the three opinions and see exactly why two out of the three do not fit with the Mishnah and Achirim fits with the Mishnah. Netanya, here's the Braita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. לא נחנקו בית שמאי ובית הלל על המתנות שהורמו מערב יום טוב שמוליכים עם המתנות שהורמו מהיום ושנשחטו מהיום. So the Bible comes up and says, first law, everybody agrees on the following case. The stuff that I slaughtered yesterday and separated yesterday before Yom Tov, everybody agrees I can bring that to the Kohen with the stuff that I slaughtered and separated on Yom Tov. She's on Yom Tov, the stuff that you slaughtered and you separated, for sure you can deliver it to the Kohen. Everybody says that. The Hadush is, Rabbi Yehuda says, once I'm going to the Kohen, I can even bring yesterday's stuff as well. No mahloket. So to combine goods, to combine yesterday's goods with today's goods, everybody says, mutar. There's no argument. So what's the argument then? Lo nehluku ela leholichan b'fnei atzman. That's the subject. Can you bring yesterday's goods alone? Mm-hmm. Today's goods, but I deliver it. You separated it, deliver it. Today's goods with yesterday's goods, you going anyway? No problem. The mahloket is yesterday's goods alone. And what's the mahloket? Shebet Shammai omrim en molichin. Bet Shammai says, no. Asur, ubet Hillel omrim molichin. A bit that says you can. V'kach hayu Bet Shammai danin. And the logic of Bet Shammai was Hala u'matanot matana l'kohen. Hala and these meat matanot are considered right. Gifts to the kohen. Utruma matana l'kohen. Keshem she'en molichim et teruma, kach en molichim et matanot. Just like you can't bring teruma to the kohen on Yom Tov, so too you're not going to be able to bring these. Amru lahem Bet Hillel. So Bet Hillel, what are you talking about? Lo, you're wrong in your analogy. The reason why I don't let you take yesterday's teruma and deliver it today to the Kohen, you know why? Because today I cannot separate it. And therefore, if I'm going to let you separate the deliver the teruma, the guy might come and take the teruma. However, the matanot and the halah I can take today. Therefore, I'll let you even deliver yesterday's. So that's the Yehuda shita. Okay, let's review the Yehuda to get it clear. Because there'll be three shitot over. I want to get the shitot clear. The Yehuda says the mahloket is in one case. Everybody agrees teruma you cannot separate on Yom Tov, and everybody agrees you cannot deliver teruma on Yom Tov. Leave teruma. Teruma is not a subject. Delivering today's stuff, everybody's going to say mutar. Why? I could separate it today. I could deliver it today. And even, Rabbi Yehuda goes a step further, I could deliver yesterday's stuff with today's stuff. Once I'm delivering today's stuff, I take yesterday's stuff also. The mahlokim is only in one case. Yesterday's stuff alone. Bet Shammai says, just like you can't deliver terumah, you can't deliver yesterday's stuff. So Bet Hillel comes, what are you talking about? The only reason why you can't deliver terumah is because you can't separate terumah today. But these items you can separate, they definitely can deliver it as well. Now, let's go back. Rabbi Yehuda cannot be our Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah clearly said, according to Bet Shammai, it's asur to deliver matanot and challah, whether it was separated today, or whether it was separated yesterday. Oh, what do you mean? That's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? Separated today, everybody says mutar. So how could Bet Shammai say, ben shurmu hayom? So the fact that he says even things that are separated today is mutar, so therefore obviously our Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Next shita, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Shita number two. Lo nechleku betel ala matanot shemolichin. Rabbi Yosef is very lenient. He says, oh, no. When it comes to matanot and halah, there's no machloket. Bet Shammai betel say, you can deliver it. Which means it doesn't matter. Before Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, there's no machloket bechlal on delivering matanot and halah. So what's the machloket? Lo nechleku ela ala terumah. The only machloket is, could you deliver terumah? Bet Shammai omrim en molichin. Bet Shammai says you can't deliver to Rumah. Bet Hillel omrim molichin. Vekach hayu Bet Hillel danin. This was Bet Hillel's logic. Danin chala umatanot. He says chala and matanot matana lekohen. Right, these two items are considered gifts to the kohen. Teruma matana lekohen. Keshem shemolichin et matanot. Kach molichin et teruma. This is Bet Hillel's reverse logic. Bet Hillel says, hey, you know why you can deliver to Rumah? Is Truma a gift to the Kohen? Yes. Is Matanot and Halah a gift to the Kohen? Yes. Could you deliver Halah and Matanot? Yes. Just like you deliver this gift, you can deliver that gift. Amru lahem Bet Shammai. So Bet Shammai tells Bet Hillel, what do you mean? Lo, bad analogy. Ima martem matanot shezakai baramatan. The only reason why I let you deliver the Matanot and the Halah is because you can actually separate them. Tomru betrumah she'en zakai baramatan. You're going to say that by Truma that you cannot separate? So it comes out according to Rabbi Yosef for sure. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef. Because our Mishnah's whole argument is by matanot and halah. According to Rabbi Yosef, matanot and halah, there's no machloket. No machloket with dafka by teruma. So the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yosef. That's clear. Third shita. Acharim omrim. Acharim come along and say, lo nechleku Bet Shammai Bet Hillel ala teruma she'en molichin. Acharim said, teruma, there's no machloket. Everybody says teruma asur to deliver it on Yom Tov. Just like you can't separate it, you're not going to be allowed to deliver it. That's no machloket. Lo nechleku b'teruma she'asur leodik lekohen. Lo nechleku ela ala matanot. The whole machloket is dafka by matanot, by the meat. She'Bet Shammai omrim en molichin. Bet Shammai will say you can't deliver it. Or Bet Hillel omrim molichim. Oh, so that's very good. Now we found an opinion to the Mishnah. Lema achirim hi velo Rabbi Yehuda. Let us say that our Mishnah is actually Acherim and not Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's analyze it together. How is the Mishnah Acherim? Beautiful. Because the Mishnah says, whether you separated it today, whether you separated it yesterday, Bet Shammai says, Asur. Bet Hillel says, Mutar. The Machloket is Dafka by Matanot and Hala, exactly the way Acherim sets up the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, let us say, That's a problem, because you'd rather not make the Mishnah like Acherim. But the Gemara says, we have no choice. Let us say that the Mishnah is going like Acherim and not Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why is the Mishnah not going like Rabbi Yehuda? So let's review Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was what? Things that are slaughtered today and separated today, there's no machloket. Everybody's going to say permissible. Things of yesterday also to deliver with today, with also permissible. Where's the machloket? The machloket according to Rabbi Yehuda is yesterday's stuff alone. Oh, so therefore we want to say that the Mishnah is really not going like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah's language was ben shehurmu mayom, ben shehurmu me'emesh, which is Bet Shammai's osir, stuff that was today and stuff that was yesterday. So therefore it cannot be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's just read Rashi for a second. Lema achirim ivelo Rabbi Yehuda kilomar. Quite to Rabbi Yosef, for sure the Mishnah cannot be discussing. Because Rabbi Yosef holds that it's mutar to deliver matanot and halakot to everybody.
Rabbi Yosef said the only machloket is by terumah. So for sure, take Rabbi Yosef out of the equation. Now, can Rabbi Yehuda mai? But Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara's question is, what are you going to say? Mi matzinan lememad matnitin named davka b'shel emesh ka'amar. You can't explain the Mishnah that the Mishnah is davka talking about yesterday's stuff. V'titukam alibe, and therefore I can establish the Mishnah like him, which means when the Mishnah says like this, you cannot deliver things today or yesterday. You know how I'll explain things of today? Things of today means that it was slaughtered yesterday. It was slaughtered yesterday, and you're delivering it today. And therefore, if you learn like that, the Mishnah can't fit according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Again, in the Mishnah,
All the Mishnah said is you're not allowed to deliver according to Beit Shammai things ben shehurmu mehayom, ben shehurmu meemish, whether it was separated today or separated yesterday. Right. The Mishnah doesn't tell us when it was slaughtered. It just says when it was separated. So therefore, I could learn the Mishnah. If I want to get the Yehuda to be the author of the Mishnah, I could argue and tell you, this one is a Yehuda. Because you know what the Mishnah is talking about? You can't deliver, according to Beit Shammai, challah or matanot, on stuff that was slaughtered yesterday. Right? I cannot deliver that slaughtered yesterday and separated yesterday, or slaughtered yesterday and separated today. In that case, Beit Shammai would agree, the way the Beit Shammai set it up, that once the Shechita was done the day before, so therefore it's going to be Asur to deliver it on Yom Tov itself. So when it says Ben Shehur Mu Mehayom, it means, again, if I want to fit it in with Rabbi Yehuda, so I want to know my options. If I want to fit it in with Rabbi Yehuda, I could say it's talking about Ben Shehur Mu Me'emesh. It's obvious. I slaughtered it yesterday and separated yesterday. If I die, Ben Shemai is going to say Asur. But if Ben Shehur Mu Mehayom, yeah, so yeah, Hur Mu Mehayom, but Nishchat from the day before. Beit Shammai is going to say it, that case as well. Beit Shammai was only lenient when it was Nishchat Hayom, Behurmu Hayom. So therefore, that's the question of the Gemara. I could make the Mishnah like Ahirim without a problem. I could make the Mishnah like Ahirim and say that the Machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is what? That whether you slaughtered it yesterday, whether you slaughtered it today, Beit Shammai is always Osir, like Ahirim said. I don't care when you stored it. That's Beit Shammai always osir. Mishnah is perfectly like Ahirim. But could I say it's like Rabbi Yehuda? Because if I learned the Mishnah that I stored it today and separated it today, it's not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Because in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says Beit Shammai will say mutar. But if I learned the Mishnah that when it says hurmu hayom, but it was, as I say, it was nishat the day before, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Beit Shammai is going to be osir. So that's the sefek of the Gemara. Lema ahirimi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda? Shall I say it's davka ahirim and not going like Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, Mike tani shurmu mayom v'shenishchatu mayom? Why don't you want to make like Rabbi Yehuda? Does the Mishnah say it was separated today and slaughtered today? It doesn't say that. Shurmu ketani. All it says it was separated. Ul olam shaitatan emish. I can say it was slaughtered the day before. And therefore, the Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. I repeat. Just to repeat Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What was Rabbi Yehuda Shita? He said, listen, stuff that's slaughtered today and separated today, mutar. There's no gizirah, no issue. Stuff that's slaughtered yesterday to bring with today's stuff, also mutar. However, stuff that's slaughtered yesterday to bring it alone, no. That already b'chloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. That is a way to take all those opinions that we just said and stick it into our Mishnah. Well, that's where our Mishnah. Beit Shammai says, Asur leholich matanot and hala lakohen. Ben shehurmu mehayom, ben shehurmu meemesh. Now the hurmu meemesh is clear. You separated yesterday, you slaughtered yesterday. Asur, that we know by itself is Asur.
How about hayom?
Oh, what about hayom? Yeah, I'll tell you. Hayom, you separated, but you slaughtered it yesterday. So basically, Beit Shammai is good. Anything that you slaughtered yesterday is going to be Asur to deliver today. Very good. So I can learn the Mishnah like that. And by the way, it's not even a Tuha, because the Mishnah didn't discuss when I'm slaughtering. All the Mishnah says, Ben Shurmu Mehayom, Ben Shurmu Meemesh. In the beginning of the Gemara, we were reading in and saying, oh, Smashma, Ben Shurmu V'nishchatu Mehayom, Ben Shurmu V'nishchatu Meemesh. Who told you to read it like that? I can read the Mishnah Hurmu hayom nishat meemish, and therefore it can be going like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Lema Rabbi Yehudai velo achirim. Now, once I do that, now I make the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, not like achirim. Because what does achirim hold? The way we learn to Shitab achirim is, he says that Bet Shammai is osir all cases. Bet Shammai is osir even when it was slaughtered today and separated today.
Right.
Now, if you're learning the Mishnah to be like the Biyuda, it cannot be Achirim.
Because
we're saying slaughtered yesterday is Asur. But if it was slaughtered today, Mutar. Whereas Achirim say even slaughtered today is Asur according to Bet Shammai. So then the Gemara says, oh, if you want to make it like the Biyuda, but then you're stuck. You cannot put it like Achirim. So the Gemara says, no. You know what? I can tell you when I read the Gemara, Afilu Tema Achirim. I can even tell you the Mishnah is going like Achirim. And really, I can tell you the Mishnah is talking where you slaughtered it the day before. And that's what Achirim holds also. When Achirim said their opinion that Bet Shammai is Oser, he only was Oser on animals that were slaughtered the day before and separated on this day. Which means, comes out, Achirim really holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Which means, when Achirim Shita was what? Achirim said, Bet Shammai is Osir, Ben Shehurmu Mehayom, Ben Shehurmu Me'emesh. Now Achirim never discussed Shahita. So you know what I can say? Achirim also holds that when is Bet Shammai Osir? Hurmu Mehayom, Mishchatu Me'etmol. And they were just like they made the Mishnah working for the Biyuda. You tell me the Shahita was yesterday. Keep the same case. Shahita yesterday, the Mishnah is going like Achirim. The only question is, then what's the difference between the Biyuda and Achirim? Mm-hmm. Comes that you have two rabbis that are basically saying the same thing, that nishchatu me'etmol ve'urmu hayom asur kol tebet shamay. That's the same shita. So the Gemara says you're going to say that. Gemara asks the question. Hiache hayu Rabbi Yehuda.
The same.
So at the expense to make the Mishnah like Achirim, you changed how you learned Achirim. Good, but came at you the way you're learning Achirim. That's exactly. Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, Ika benayu tafla. No, there's a nafkamina. There's a nafkamina that what? Nafkamina, can you bring yesterday's with today's? Rabbi Yehuda said, you can add on. You can bring yesterday's with today's, which means everybody agrees today if you slaughtered it, bring it. No problem. Ben Rabbi Yehuda, ben Achirim. And everybody also agrees in Bet Shammai. If you slaughtered it yesterday, you cannot bring it today. Right. Oh,
right.
Same shita. No, the Biyuda will tell you, Hiddush, if you slaughtered it yesterday, you can bring it, you can take it on with the stuff that you slaughtered today, you can bring it as well. Bring yesterday's with today's. Whereas the Achirim will say, you can't. So there is a difference between the Biyuda and Achirim in that
one
case. Now, our Mishnah did not discuss that case. Our Mishnah did not get involved with Tafla. Adding on yesterday's goods with today's goods. Our Mishnah just discussed today's goods or yesterday's goods separately. Now once you're learning the Mishnah that's talking about today's goods or yesterday's goods, without getting into the subject of tafla, of adding on, I can say the Mishnah is going like, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Achirim.
Who
do you
choose?
Either or. So that was the Gemara's original premise, and we'll start one more time, we just review it outside. The Gemara's original premise was, who's the Mishnah going like? Why? What's the question? Well, because when we read the original Mishnah, it says Bet Shammai says Ben Shehurmu Mehayom Ben Shehurmu Me'emesh Asur to deliver it. So the Gemara says Kasal Kadatach. In the beginning of the Gemara, we assumed when did you slaughter it? The Mishnah really didn't discuss slaughtering. So I'll say Hurmu Nishchatu Hayom Hurmu Nishchatu Me'etmol. I'm going to put the Shaitan the same day as the Harama.
Yeah.
Good? And on both cases, Bet Shammai is going to say Asur. Okay, now let's use the author of our Mishnah. Well, let's knock out for sure Rabbi Yosef. Cannot be Rabbi Yosef. Because Rabbi Yosef says, Bet Shammai Betel say you could deliver Matanot and Halah to the Kohen. There was never a machloket on that case, Bechlal. According to Rabbi Yosef, what was the argument then? By Tiruma. By Tiruma Gedolah. So Rabbi Yosef, you're not the Mishnah. Good. There's no way you can connect Rabbi Yosef to the Mishnah. Well, the Gemara says, well, it can't be Rabbi Yosef either. Because Rabbi Yosef holds that if it was slaughtered today, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda,
right.
If it was slaughtered today and separated today, everybody will say, Mutar. and you're learning in our Mishnah, slaughtered today and separated today, Bet Shammai, osir. So therefore, our Mishnah cannot be going like the Biyuda. Who's the Mishnah going like? Aharim. Because we're assuming Aharim says, Hurmu v'nishchatu mehayom, Ab, Hurmu v'nishchatu me'etmol, Bet Shammai is osir. Beautiful. Mishnah's like Aharim. The Kabbalah says, hold it. Who told you to learn the Mishnah like you're learning it? When it says, Hurmu mehayom, it means nishchatu mehayom. Maybe hurmu mehayom, but nishchatu me'etmol. And in that case, Bet Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, will say, asur. Therefore, the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Yehuda. And furthermore, maybe Aharim also holds like that. All Aharim said is Bet Shammai is osir. Ben shurmu mehayom, ben shurmu me'etmol. Aharim never discussed when it was nishchat. I can tell you, Aharim also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That if it was slaughtered yesterday, Bet Shammai is going to say asur. And that's exactly how Mishnah. So the Kabbalah, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda and Aharim are saying the same thing then. No. There is a mahlokin. The mahlokin is tafla. Can you bring yesterday's stuff with today? Rabbi Yehuda says you can. Aharim says you can. But Amishah never got involved in that case. And therefore, in the Mishnah, I can either say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, or it's going like Aharim. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.